Parshat Vahar. Meshech Chochma discusses the mitzvah of Shemitah. And the mitzvah of Shemitah is presented in the Torah that Berel v'nei Yisov amar teliem ki davoa la'aretz asher ani notein lachem v'shavta aretz shavat l'shem. You're going to go to the land that I'm giving you, and the land is going to have to rest. Sheishanim tizras adcha, six years you'll work the land, and 1 year you'll leave it. Now, what is with this whole introduction about the land that I'm giving you? So the Meshech Chochma discusses, there's a sugya we have in Shas about when a person sells something, what is he including? Is he selling, you know, let's say I say I sell you my house. So when I sell you my house, am I selling you everything or the bare minimum? Meaning if I don't specify, so am I going to be selling you, oh, when I said a house, maybe I meant that you could that you own the house, but I can still I still own this right and that right. If I sell you my field, maybe I'm only I still want to take the fruit. Maybe I was only giving you the right to plant there next year. And there's a whole discussion, what exactly is the default? Because we have a klal, mocher sadeu bayin ra. When I sell something, I am selling you the bare minimum. Meaning, that explains certain other things, meaning why I didn't treat the field so right, since I knew I was selling it anyway, so I probably wasn't going to do such a good job for you. But we have this rule that it's the bare minimum when you're selling it. But we have another rule. What about when you want to give a person a gift? When you're giving a gift, where a notein, you give it ba'ayin yofeh. You're giving it with generous. You're trying to seem as generous as possible. She is smacha mikabel v'yakir tovato. That the person who receives it will be happy. Wow, look at this great gift this guy gave me. If he gives me a gift and then he leaves out on, you know, all the batteries and everything else that I need, so I it's not as generous of him as if he actually gives me something very good. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu precedes the laws of Shemitah with this idea, Ki tavoa la'aretz asher ani noten lachem. The land of Israel is a gift. And being that it's a gift, we have a rule when it comes to gifts that we do it, the notin is ba'ayin yofeh. So don't think when I'm giving you this gift, I'm giving you this gift and there's all sorts of hidden clauses and details and fine print that makes it worse. You think I'm giving you this good gift, but really I'm giving you all sorts of tzaras. Don't think that's what Shemitah is. No, it's all part of the gift. Because I want you to get the most out of it, because I want you to realize what a great gift it is, so I am going to give you this gift, and part of that gift is the Shemitah. And how is the Shemitah the gift? Because I want you to realize that you are getting such a wonderful land, a land that has Hashem's supernatural hashkacha on it. And how will you realize that? You wouldn't realize that if I left everything in it in its natural order. And you just worked the land and everything's fine. When will you realize it? When it comes the Shemitah year, and you leave it alone, and I can show you its bracha. How is the bracha? Because we know that that year you're going to get enough for 3 years worth. The year you didn't work it, and then even the next year when you're planting it, you're not going to get any crop until the following year. So you're going to have enough in the sixth year for 3 years worth. So only in order, in order for you to appreciate this great land that I'm giving you, what a gift it is, you have to keep this mitzvah Shemitah. But this mitzvah Shemitah is not me giving you something chas shalom be'ayin ra, like a person who sells you something. No, I'm giving you a great gift be'ayin yafeh, like a notein matana. And the Meshech Chochma points out that the words, the Medrash points out that the words here, Shabbos Lashem, are the same words we have regarding Shabbos. And regarding Bereshis, Maaseh Bereshis, we refer to it as Shabbos Lashem. And so too here, regarding the Shemitah, the Pasuk says, Shabbat Lashem. So, what is the connection between the two? So he compares the Shabbos and Shemitah based on the comparison between Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says the same thing applies to Shemitah and Yovel. And what is the difference? We know Shabbos happens no matter what. Shabbos happens every 7 days. Whether or not you make Kiddush, whether or not you keep Shabbos, Shabbos exists. It's part of the natural order. Every 7 days is Shabbos. On the other hand, when it comes to Yom Tov, it's not Yom Tov unless you declare it to be Yom Tov. Unless Beis Din does, Kiddush HaChodesh says today's the first of the month, so therefore Sukkot is 14 days from now. Pesach is today's the first of the month. Pesach is 14 days from now. The Chagim aren't going to happen. The Yom Tov isn't going to happen without the intervention of humans. Hashem made us Kodesh, and that allows us to create that Kedusha to make Yom Tov Kodesh. Okay? That's true about Yom Tov. That's not true about Shabbos. Shabbos happens every 7 days regardless. Says the Meshech Chachma, the same distinction between Shabbos and Yom Tov applies to Shemitah and Yovel. Shemitah happens every 7 years. Whether or not you announce that it's Shemitah or do anything to declare it to be Shemitah, it's Shemitah. On the other hand, Yovel depends on humans making it Yovel. Yovel depends on us, right? It's Katem, you blow the shofar, and you say Dror La'aretz, the pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell. You declare that there's freedom in the land, slaves go free, and you give back land to people. If you had land that didn't belong to you, you go back, goes back to the original shave of the original owners, and you don't work the land, and you forgive loans. So all that is up to you to make it Yovel. Shemitah happens on its own every 7 years, regardless of whether you declare it, it's going to happen. What does this whole discussion have to do with our original point? Our original point is this: is that Hashem said, I am giving you the land, and I am giving you Shemitah. How is it that Hashem is giving us Shemitah? Because we don't have to do anything in order to make it be Shemitah. Shemitah happens on its own, just like Shabbos happens on its own. Yovel is like Yom Tov. We need to do something in order to make it happen. But Shemitah just happens on its own. And therefore, that fits in with this whole idea that it's all part of Hashem's gift. Hashem's gift includes what He controls, meaning what He doesn't give us the job to control of making Yovel or making Yom Tov. Shemitah is set by Hashem. It's set in motion. It happens already. And therefore, He is giving us Shemitah. And this is all part of His Matana. And the Matana that we know He gives, Ba'ayin Tova, and that is that Shemitah, the fact that He has this Shemitah and the Hashkacha Nisit that happens to the fruit of Shemitah to give us triple produce, that necessary year, to allow us to sit and, all the different reasons we have for Shemitah, to give the farmer chance to be Oved Hashem and not just Oved Adam all the time. So that idea is, that's all part of the Matana Hashem gave us of the land of Israel, and He gave it by Ayin Yafe, Meshech Chachma. Again, something I've been trying to emphasize throughout is that He likes using halachic terminology of Chazal to explain what's happening in Sukkot. So He's saying, we know, we have a rule, that when you're mocher b'ayin ra. When you're notin b'ayin tova. Hashem says, I gave you the land of Israel. This fits that. This is b'ayin tova. And here, part of the matana we're being told is Shemitah. Shemitah is part of the matana b'ayin tova of the land of Israel. Shemitah is not Hashem saying, okay, I'm giving you this gift, but every 7 years you can't use it. From that standpoint, it sounds like he's chintzing on the gift. I'm giving you 6/7. It's like a timeshare. Okay, then lahavdil. Okay, you can only use this certain month, certain times. No, that is not what Hashem's doing. He's saying, I am giving you this gift in order for you to appreciate what a great gift this is. This mitzvah comes along with it. This mitzvah is not a sign of the ayin ra, Kalila, this is part of the Ayin Yafe. In fact, we know that in order for it to be Mechira, you would have to give something to Hashem. We're not giving anything to Hashem. This is all part of the gift. That's the idea of the Meshech Chacham is trying to say. He's saying, I give you this land, and I'm giving you the Mitzvah Shemitah. This isn't like the debt or the payment we're doing. this is part of the gift for us to realize what a gift this land of Israel really is. Yishakov.